Okay, so today we're doing a deep dive into something I think we all struggle with, burnout. But we're going to go a little deeper than just, surface level advice or tips or stuff like that.
Right.
We're going to actually look at the neuroscience of burnout.
Yeah.
With some insights from neuroscientist Dr. Andrew Huberman.
Of course, love him.
And physician Dr. Gabor Maté.
Okay.
So get ready to really understand how chronic stress actually changes your brain. And what you can do to kind of build up resilience to it.
Yeah. I think a lot of people think of burnout as just being stressed or tired.
Yeah, for sure.
But it's way more than that.
Totally.
It's a state of chronic stress that really impacts you, like physically, emotionally, mentally. Mm-hmm. Like we're talking changes in your sleep, your appetite, your focus, even like your relationships.
So like it's not just like, I need a vacation. Yeah. I need to like, go to the beach for a week.
It's not just going to go away with a vacation. Like, yeah, it's not something you can just sleep off. It's really about how, like, prolonged stress actually, like, alters your brain's structure and function.
Like, physically changes it?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's pretty crazy.
So I've definitely experienced that feeling of being, like, constantly on edge.
Yeah.
Like, my brain just won't shut off. Mm-hmm. Is that, like, what's happening with the amygdala?
Yeah.
The fear center of the brain?
You're exactly right.
Okay.
So think of your brain like a network of pathways. Right?
Okay.
The more you use a certain pathway, the stronger it gets.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you're chronically stressed, it strengthens the pathways related to like fear and anxiety, which makes your amygdala like super active.
Oh, wow.
But then on the flip side, the pathways for like rational thinking and emotional control.
Yeah.
Those are governed by the prefrontal cortex,
mm-hmm.
and those actually weaken.
Oh, so it's like a double whammy.
Totally, yeah.
So like, wait, what does the prefrontal cortex do again?
It's basically like the CEO of your brain.
Okay.
It does all the planning. The decision-making keeps your emotions in check. But when you're under chronic stress, the activity of like the synapses in the prefrontal cortex, they actually reduce.
Huh.
So your brain's like control center is getting weaker.
Oh, wow.
It makes it harder to focus and like control your impulses, regulate your emotions.
Yeah.
So it's no wonder we feel so overwhelmed and out of control when we're burned out.
Yeah, totally. It's like your brain's just like fried.
Yeah, exactly.
So chronic stress is basically throwing our brains into total chaos.
Pretty much. Yeah. And Dr. Gabor Maté takes this even further.
Okay.
He highlights the connection between chronic stress and like serious long-term health problems.
Like what?
We're talking increased risk of heart disease, autoimmune disorders, even some types of cancer.
Oh, wow. Okay. So this is like not a joke.
No, it's serious stuff.
It's like ignoring burnout isn't just an inconvenience. It's like potentially setting ourselves up for some serious problems.
Exactly.
So how do we start to reverse this?
Yeah.
How do we reset our nervous system and build up that resilience?
Well, both Dr. Huberman and Dr. Maté offer some really great strategies.
Okay. Dr. Huberman talks a lot about the power of what he calls non-sleep deep rest.
Okay.
Which includes practices like yoga nidra,
mm-hmm.
or even just lying down in a quiet, dark room for like 10, 20 minutes.
Interesting.
It's about giving your nervous system a break from that constant fight or flight mode.
I was going to say, that makes me think about like things like spending time in nature or taking a long hot bath.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Do those have like similar benefits?
Totally. Environments that evoke a sense of calm.
Right.
Like being out in nature or even in like a warm, quiet bath.
Yeah.
Can really help your nervous system like switch gears and start to repair.
That makes me think about those private hot springs rentals I was reading about at www.privatehotsprings.com.
Ooh, nice.
Like, imagine being surrounded by nature, soaking in warm, mineral-rich water.
That sounds amazing.
It sounds like the perfect place to, like, disconnect and recharge.
Totally. It really speaks to, like, the importance of creating those spaces and experiences that allow for restoration.
So as intense as it is to learn about how stress changes our brains...
The good news is that we're not powerless against it.
Nope. No.
We can make choices that support our brains and build up resilience.
It's really about recognizing that we're not machines designed for constant output.
Yeah.
Our brains and bodies need time to rest, recover, and recharge.
And on that note, we'll leave you with this.
Okay.
Knowing what you now know about how chronic stress impacts your brain,
mm-hmm.
what's one small change you can make in your life today to prioritize your well-being?
Good question.
See you on our next deep dive.
See ya. Bye.